Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you again on this Wednesday. And joining the podcast today is Broncos defensive end, Draymont Jones. So, Draymont, thanks again, man, for taking the time. How are you doing today?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Awesome, man. Well, I know you finished up the season. Fourth year in the NFL, Draymont. 47 total tackles, 24 solo, 9 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks. That was tied for a career high. 1 forced fumble, 13 starts for the Denver Broncos. So, Draymont, you know, a lot of players come into the NFL and you evolve over time, some quicker than others. But how have you been able to develop in the league? What makes you confident that your best football is ahead of you?
Man, my development, I feel like it's been crazy. Especially when I felt like, you know, I guess a lot of the top interior D linemen had better opportunities than me to really get a chance to get going. You know, my first couple years in the league, I wasn't starting. Last year, I started the most games I ever did up until this year. So it's been a transition. I don't have a lot of starts under my belt. So, my legs are still fresh and springy, so I have a lot more to do.
Now, Draymont, you do have position versatility, which is what makes you such a coveted player for the Denver Broncos. You can play defensive end. You could play the 3 technique. You can even play inside a DT. And so how much pride do you take in being able to play pretty much every spot on the defensive line?
I take a lot of pride in that, man. My versatility has been my strong suit since I've been playing football competitively at high school level. And it's made me a smarter player, definitely a better player. I think my intuition, me having that instinct has gotten better because of my ability to do it all. So I'm appreciative of that.
Draymont, I'm going to take you back, man. Week 8 of the 2022 season. And I want to bring this up because this is always cool, an accomplishment for players. The NFL has AFC, NFC Players of the Week. Well, you were named that in Week 8 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, 7 tackles, 3 for loss, a sack, and a 21-17 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars that went on to win their division and get into the playoffs. Now, I know a lot of players are keeping tabs on those accolades throughout the year. How cool was that for you to add that to your resume?
It's super cool to me. I love it. I did it my rookie year, and I should have had another one earlier in the year, but I think I lost to the corner for the Chiefs, who had a 100-yard like pick 6. I think that was BS, but you know it is what it is. But I'm happy to have 2 under my belt. Not a lot of players get a chance to say that they've done that before, so I'm definitely grateful.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. When I saw that, I was like, that's cool for a player such as your stature, a player that continues to grow and emerge in the NFL. Now, there's a lot of teammates, Draymond, that you've had, of course, going all the way back to when you first started playing the game of football. But since you've been in Denver, is there a current or a former teammate that has been really instrumental in your success in the league?
I can name a bunch of former players that, you know, I've really appreciated it, you know, and that's not necessarily from a football like aspect or the X's and O's, more so of a leadership standpoint. I think I got to show respect to Shelby Harris, Mike Purcell, Deshaun Williams, Vaughn. I just watching him every day. It was amazing for me. And in my first 3 years there, Bradley Chubb, he was amazing to watch from a pass rush standpoint as well. It's so many more, it's so much more. But those are the top ones off my head.
Well, you did play for a defensive-minded coach for a couple of years, Vic Fangio, as you entered the NFL. And Fangio, of course, is regarded as one of the top defensive minds in the NFL. So what did he do, and how did he alter your trajectory in the NFL as a defensive player?
I mean, first and foremost, I think Vic was the first one to really believe in me. He drafted me. I think he stood on the table and wanted to pick me. So I'm forever grateful for Vic Fangio and what he's done to help me boost my career. Forgot to mention him. He's been instrumental for me, and I appreciate him so much for doing the things he's done. I don't think I'll be here today if he didn't have that belief in me from the beginning.
All right, so it's been 4 years, Draymond. You've been up there, Mile High in Denver. You've obviously been a part of the community. You've been playing for the franchise. How have you enjoyed it, man? I mean, what's it been like being a Denver Bronco, going out there on game days in front of the home fans, going out in the community? What can you say about it?
First and foremost, the fans of the community have been nothing short of great. I love how they respond. They're always there, thick and thin. I've appreciated so much out of them, you know, these past couple of years. Not to say this is necessarily the end. I don't want to make it sound like this is the end.
Right.
And I'll save that for later. But if that time comes. But I think this is an amazing fan base. Probably one of the best. Maybe I'm a little biased with my Cleveland fan base because I'm from there and I know how they get down. But they're definitely one of the best. And this organization has been nothing but great. We've had some shit seasons, though, that have definitely hurt me because, you know, I worked so hard to be a part of greatness, and then we don't produce that on the field as a team, so that always sucks. But I do love the organization. The locker room is overly special to me. I do hear from all the older players that I ran into that there's not a locker room like this one that we had here this past season, and it's hard to walk away from that. So, I just overall just appreciate it. My time in Denver overall, like, I love everything about it, and hopefully I can still love everything about it.
Well, Draymond, that's a perfect segue, man, right into the next question. I mean, your rookie contract is indeed up at the start of the new league year, March 15th. If no deal is struck between you and the Broncos by that deadline, March 15th, there's a chance that you could hit free agency. And now, I know you just spoke about how fond you are of the Broncos organization. And, you know, that's special because I think players develop such strong connections with fan bases and team personnel and all that good stuff that makes the morale of a player in an organization stay at a high level. But for you, Draymond, I mean, have you had any contact with the Broncos front office about a new deal as we approach free agency?
Yeah, we've had contacts over this since the offseason and has begun back in January for us. Nothing has been finalized. We definitely have had positive talks. Nothing definitive yet. I don't want to throw any numbers out there of what they said or what it could have been, you know. So it's probably a lot of naysayers saying this number, that number, and what I deserve and what I don't deserve. But we've been in contact, and, you know, hopefully both parties, myself and the Denver front office, come to some type of conclusion within the next few weeks.
Now, you know, the Denver Broncos, Draymond, obviously moved in a different direction at the head coach position, bringing in Sean Payton, a Super Bowl winner, and then Vance Joseph is back in Denver as a defensive coordinator. So, seeing those two hires, Draymond.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sean Payton, Vance Joseph in the building. How much more interest does that give you to stay in Denver?
It does help a little bit. You know, players move me more than coaches do. I mean, just because, you know, coaches coach, players play from that aspect. But I do know both those coaches have a good, well-renowned background, especially Coach Sean Payton. Always about winning. And I've heard nothing but greatness about him. Vance Joseph, I heard he was a great DC when he was here. I missed him. I was a year too late. I got Vic, thankfully. I'm cool with that. But I've heard nothing but positive things about both those coaches. So hopefully I can get that opportunity to work with them. So, yeah. I mean, I think Denver overall got two stars at the coaching position.
Draymond, if no deal is struck between now and the start of free agency, I'm sure you're going to explore your options on the open market. What are some priorities for you when it comes to identifying potential landing spots?
That's a tough question, not gonna lie. This is my first time going through this. I go from, you know, the draft to trying to get drafted to trying to get signed to a monumental deal that can, show how somebody appreciates me. My thought process is just being going into open arms. You know, I'm not limiting myself. I think it's no secret that I do want to see the open market just to see what's out there for me. I want to see what I'm worth. You know, I know the grass isn't always green on the side, but sometimes the grass can be greener. So, I mean, I'm playing both sides of, you know, I do love being here, but at the same time, I do want to see what's out there for me. And, you know, ultimately my number one priority is to, you know, maximize my opportunity, you know, and I don't want to stray away from the fact that I do want to be in Denver, but I do want to see the open market.
Now, Draymond, it's worth noting that the franchise tag deadline is coming on March 7th, and, you know, the Denver Broncos, they don't want to lose a player such as yourself that continues to be an impact player and a cornerstone piece for a defense. Now, has the franchise tag been discussed at all in those talks with the Broncos?
Not to my knowledge. I have no knowledge of that, nope.
Okay, now I have to ask you this one, man, because, you know, there is a plethora of Ohio State alumni in the NFL, some of the top players in the NFL coming from that prestigious university, Draymond, and I know you got a lot of teammates, man, around the NFL. Have any of those guys started to chirp a little bit and say, hey, Draymond, give us a look over here on this prospective team? I mean, has the recruiting process from some of your former teammates begun yet?
Nah, I haven't heard any word about that. I think everybody's kind of just staying in their own lane and like, figure out what they got going on for their team, like, respectively. I mean, I'm pretty sure none of my old D-linemen want me to come to their team and possibly, I don't know, take any possible money. Outside of Nick, but I'm pretty sure no one's going to want me to be there and take anything from their pockets.
Yeah.
If they're special to me, yeah.
I got you, man. Now, you mentioned the free agency process, and I've spoken with some players that have been through that, and some of them say, man, it's hectic, especially if you hit the open market. You're going to have to deal with all kinds of teams. You're going to monitor different needs from teams, and of course, your agent does handle a lot of that stuff. If you do get to the market, I mean, how much involvement are you going to want in that? Are you just going to say, you know what, let my agent handle the main course, and you kind of just are staying informed throughout the process? How do you see that unfolding?
My goal is to be heavily involved in it. Probably pretty much any conversation he's had, it's expected to be reported back to me. You know, this is a partnership between me and my agent. He does represent me, but also represent myself. So there's that fine line between my agent and I doing our roles. He does negotiation and the talking, you know, with the front office, because, you know, that's more of the legal side of the football. But everything will be reported back to me directly. I'm not going to just hear about what's going on and then he said this is the best place I should go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have some autonomy into what I do and what I choose.
Well, that sounds like a pretty smart move, because now you're able to understand and learn, you know, what's on the table. And so that does go into the details of the agent-player relationship. But we talked a little bit about this off the air, Draymond. I mean, what have you been up to, man, in the off season? Where are you currently residing? And what does your training schedule look like right now?
Right now, I have been doing a lot of lifting, not too much on my not a lot of movement with my body, like just like, you know, like auxiliary stuff, or not really like, or lower body auxiliary stuff, nothing with plyometrics. I'm just doing straight upper body right now. And my off seasons, I'm staying in Denver, man. I'm in Denver.
Any plans to travel, man, with the family this off season? Or are you just trying to stay in Denver and continuing to train?
No, I got a lot of like back, you know, personal stuff going on, you know, behind the scenes. So I can't just like go travel a lot. I've traveled a little bit. I took some visits with some friends in Arizona. After the season, we all went to Aspen. Oh, the defense and like three or four offensive guys came. But those are the only trips I've made so far.
I have to ask you this, Draymond, and I know that you're probably not very happy about it, but your division rival, the Kansas City Chiefs, won another Super Bowl a couple weeks ago. What are your thoughts on that, man?
I mean, sure, it is what it is. You know, I'm a competitor, so I really don't care who won. I didn't play both teams. I didn't sack both quarterbacks, so I wasn't really tripping about, you know, the outcome of the game that much. You know, it does sucks to see them boys win. I haven't beaten them since I've been in the league. I've come close a couple times, but you know, close ain't good enough for me, especially coming from Old State, where, you know, that wouldn't happen. So things like that, you know, have been pissing me off. But, you know, it is what it is. It's all competitive hate. You know, it's no genuine hate. You know, I do wish everybody on that team success and safety, you know, for the whole team and organization, for the Kansas City Chiefs. But football-wise, F them.
And I'd imagine, Draymond, that if it's in Denver, right, hopefully it sounds like you want to be there, or if it's elsewhere, going to a team that is built to contend for a Super Bowl, I'm sure, is atop your list, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to be part of something great.
Well, there you have it. It's Draymond Jones, man. I appreciate you taking the time on this Wednesday afternoon, man, to chat some football, talk about your upcoming free agency. And I know that the right situation will present itself, whether that's with the Broncos or another team, man. You're a great player. Have a lot of respect for you, and I certainly hope that whatever you are desiring on the open market or in terms of what you're going to get in a couple of weeks, I hope it's what you see fit, and I wish you all the best, brother.
Man, thank you. I appreciate your kind words, and I appreciate you looking out for me, man. There's not too many good people out there in these days, so, you know, thank you for this invitation. And, you know, I appreciate it.
No problem, Draymond. Hey, man, take care. God bless, and we hope to hear from you soon, man.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.